An obscure lawsuit filed by a Matanuska-Susitna wetlands mitigation bank could have national implications. The suit, now in federal claims court, alleges breach of contract by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and land developers are closely watching the outcome. KSK's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Wasilla-based Pioneer Reserve, a wetlands mitigation bank, is suing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in federal claims court for $12 million. But the court's decision could have further reach regarding the enforceability of wetlands mitigation agreements. Pioneer Reserve is the first and probably the only family-owned wetlands mitigation bank in Alaska. The land bank was established by Scott Walther, a Wasilla landowner with holdings in the Hatcher Pass area. Walther worked with the Great Land Trust to place conservation easements on 166 acres of Little Susitna River drainage. The area is considered critical salmon habitat. Pioneer's manager, Callie Dawn, says Pioneer got full Corps of Engineer approval as a wetlands mitigation bank in 2011, and the two entities signed an agreement called a wetlands mitigation instrument.
When we signed our instrument, we had used a, you know, scientific methodology to determine how many credits we would get. And then we had a table of credits that we expected to have upon signing the instrument.
Don says Pioneer was initially assessed at 150 credits by the Corps through a process that involves a federal interagency review team. The credits can be sold to developers. Each of Pioneer's credits is worth $79,000. The trouble arose when the Matsu Burrows Rail Spur project filed with the Corps for wetlands fill permits in 2012. The Corps, in most cases, uses a wetland mitigation bank to offset a project's impact on water resources. The Corps at first directed the Burrow to purchase credits for the Rail Spur project from Pioneer. But then, the Corps inexplicably reduced Pioneer's ranking to only 17 credits.
We received an email saying that they felt that they had been incorrectly mapped.
Pioneer's land, now encumbered by a conservation easement, can't be sold or used for mitigation credits due to the Corps' sudden reversal. The Burrow had to purchase the bulk of its credits from a different company. Don says the sudden reduction in credits cost Pioneer $12 million, prompting the breach of contract suit against the Corps.
It left us with almost nothing, which is why we turned to litigation.
Pioneer filed suit last May. The Corps filed a motion for dismissal of the suit, claiming the wetlands instrument is not a binding agreement. But in November of last year, the federal claims court denied the Corps' motion, saying that Pioneer's complaint presents enough information to allege the existence of a contract. Now the court must decide on Pioneer's complaint, and implicit in that decision is whether or not the Corps' initial wetlands instrument with Pioneer is enforceable as a contract. Land bankers and land developers are watching the outcome, since establishment of a land bank is a long-term financial commitment, and trust in a bargain with the Corps is a must. Callie Dawn.
You know, it's been financially a huge hardship. So if we can get to the end of that suit and we can collect damages, then I think we continue to work with the Corps on other projects, and we expect to in the future. And I hope that they're working towards a better system that maybe doesn't have the pitfalls that some of the current system does.
Spokesmen for the Corps in Anchorage and in Washington, D.C. have withheld comments, citing litigation in progress. No court date has been set. I'm Ellen Lockyer.